And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another Range Days episode. My name is Dan Edwards. You may know me on the THP forums and on social media as Canadan or at Canadan Golf. And with me, as always, for the 2020 season of this beautiful Range Days experience is none other than James Miles, J-Man, on the THP forums. J-Man, welcome to another episode.
All right, I'm ready to get going. I think we've got some fun stuff to do.
So today we are talking Zexio X and Zexio 11. Not XXIO, Zexio. James, are you pumped to talk about these products?
I am pumped to talk about them. They're so different. That's what's so unique about them. And I think everybody's got a belief of what a Zexio is. And they kind of knocked it out of the park on one of these this year.
So our good friend had Golf Unfiltered had Jeff Brunsky from Cleveland Srixon Zexio on his podcast not too long ago, depending on when you're listening to this experience. And they were talking about Zexio as a brand, and it was really interesting because this isn't a new concept. This is a very successful product elsewhere outside of the United States, and it's really still trying to define itself and identify the value that's put into it. What's fun to me is when they talk about Zexio, they say, this is a premium item. We have the ability to put high-end materials into this product to create an experience not like most others. James, what do you know from a product standpoint that Zexio can unlock that maybe other irons of a similar shape or design can't?
I think the bigger thing, whenever they talk about that, and they've actually started to do a good job on the story here stateside with Zexio, is yes, it's exotic materials, it's everything else, but they're also very aimed at a segment of golfers that is different than Srixon. It's very different. I mean, they kind of go towards the more moderate swingers, the golfers who want, in this case this year with the X, that want a profile that looks smaller like everything else, but offers them the launch they want and still keeps them the spin. And then with the 11, it's all about forgiveness. So they've differentiated themselves really, really well. And I think year by year, the story's getting better from them.
So they make really interesting concessions when they say these are designed for a more moderate, reasonable swing speed. But when you really drill down and think about it, aggressive high speeds isn't that common in the game of golf. So you're not really sheltering your reach when it comes to who can and should play these. And especially when folks get into their twilight years and maybe their swing speeds change, it's not really any different than considering a ball change into something with a little bit better compression. I think Zexio is kind of leading the way with this understanding that not everyone is going to swing at the tour speed all the time.
Yeah, they're embracing it instead of trying to shy away from it and just sticking behind the marketing that this is fastest, this is best, this is all this, which, I mean, every company has that and they need to have that. But it's pretty nice to see not only a company embrace that, but to do it on the high end spectrum. Because let's be real, golfers, as they hit their twilight, as you so eloquently put it, usually that's when the disposable income comes up if you've done everything else in life correctly.
You got it. Now, Range Days needs an introduction. If you're not familiar with it in the past, what it is designed to do is talk about what a product can produce. We've created a sort of neutral experience where we're utilizing the exact same shaft and all the irons we test. We've enjoyed a wonderful experience at Club Champion headquarters up in Chicago, where they allowed us to come in, hit a massive variety of heads, all utilizing the same identical UST Mamiya recoil 95 proto shaft, with the intent of just being able to tell a story. Our goal here is to educate, to help understand what the product's doing, not necessarily what it's doing for me specifically, as I'll be the one hitting the irons, but more or less what you can expect as a golfer as you go in to hit it. And James, I think the important thing here, especially when we move into our first iron, which is Zexio 11, is we need to talk about the technology that's involved. And for those who can view it, we have some information up on the screen. For those who can't, can you give them a rundown of what makes Zexio 11 so unique?
Yeah. So the first off, the Zexio 11 set, it actually comes in five through sand wedge. So it's not, you know, it's the belief that most golfers in this range are going to be playing hybrids anyway. So the set cuts off at the five iron. It's $13.99 a set. Like we've mentioned, I mean, premium is kind of their gamut and where they want to be with it all. But in terms of design, you're talking about a profile that's longer heel to toe. You've got more offset with it. It's got a deep undercut. In fact, one of their big tech points is it's got a double undercut cavity, which means there's two slots in the body behind the face. And that means even more flex, because the goal with the 11s is quick launch, maintaining decent speed and trying to maximize the distance for the swing speed it's going to hit. More than that, though, the Weight Plus system is actually something we did not test with since we changed the shaft on. But by design, if you order a set of Zexio irons, they're actually basically counterbalanced. It's got a weight system in the back end of it that hits C9 for the overall swing weight. And the point is, by moving the balance point upwards, you're going to make it more controllable and ideally allow golfers to hit their swing plane a little bit better. You know, it's a little bit of everything. Yes, it's a thicker top line. It's got more offset to it. It's a bigger overall profile sole wise. But these are the everyman's iron of the Zexio X lineup.
I appreciate the way you painted that picture for those who are listening via podcasts, and that's great. The one thing they might not be able to see, James, is while they have the ability over there at Zexio to add unique materials, they also get to have a little bit of fun with it. You can see little elements like the exceptionally fancy ferrule that's beautifully sparkly blue. I love that. Definitely a focus that I didn't get to experience using the Club Champion adapters. But the other thing I noticed very, very quickly, especially when you see this this product broken out the way it was, is that toe side weighting, which I think helps just about every golfer out there.
Yep. I mean, that's one of our primary needs. And why you see so many of these sets weighted out there.
So I'll tell you what, why don't we head to the range, I guess head to the hitting bay and see some shots that I hit, and then we'll dissect them. Everyone else's favorite part.
We've got Zexio 11. Bit of a different profile, James, from the Zexio X we just hit.
Definitely. You're going to get more offset, a little longer heel to toe. And that's one way to start that. 135 ball speed. There's a lot to like about that. 140 efficiency. Little heel side, 135 efficiency still though. Spin number's much more what I would have expected, a little lower. There you go, 134.3. Yep.
What's interesting about this one is I'm actually swinging it slower than the X. And that might be a little low on the head, which is great.
And we are back looking down the range at Zexio 11. As you can see here, James, I did hit one interesting shot. I think a lot will be told when we see the actual data that's behind the product. But I did have a little bit of a right shape here. It's interesting to see it slowly expand a little bit right. Lots to be told. What do you see right away just looking down the range here?
The biggest thing for me is we saw a tremendously consistent peak. And on the case of the shot we're referencing right now, it actually ended up with 43.8 yards overall. And you're talking about a descent angle that's going to land like a sack of flour at 50 degrees. More than that, though, the launch angles are just so good. And like you mentioned, there was a right tendency to everything, which counteracts a lot of people's beliefs about offset. because remember, you're supposed to hook everything that's offset, even though you're not, if you actually set the club up correctly. So what you get from it is easy launch. And I saw a lot of that here with this. As we go through the data, I think we'll be able to talk about that even more.
So a big teller is on easy launch. I love the way that you brought that to the table here. And I think I don't really have much more to say on the offset aspect. Looking back, and we hit these products a little quite a while ago, it actually surprised me going back and looking at the product and seeing the kind of offset that they provide. And I don't think it's a bad thing. It's one of those things that blends into the head. I think it takes probably a golfer 20 to 30 shots to kind of get over it, or maybe get over themselves and enjoy the value that does come with it. So, James, why don't we take a look? I think we broke this one down into three specific shots on the head because there's some surprising data that's involved. So why don't we start with our first slide, which is, I believe, a very low on the head shot. We're 6 millimeters towards the heel, so we're inside on the head, and we are 15 millimeters low. And a lot of people would like to call us a bottom groover for those guys who are out there hitting those clean low ones. But there's some good data here. Over 130 mile an hour of ball speed. The efficiency is still in that 1.36 range, which is not bad at all.
No, not at all.
And we got some good promotion of just about everything. And even the spin, which is not particularly surprising at 6,600, that low on the head, it's not outside of any crazy realm. What do you see here that makes this shot unique from a Zexio perspective?
Well, I think it tells the story of the irons well in two points that we've mentioned. The 1.36 efficiency for hitting this low on the face is kind of absurd, if you want to know the truth. And that, let's be real, that's the double undercut, and that's the design of it all going on, and you're supposed to see the face flex as much as it is. Now, you miss as low as this was with 15 millimeters, then you're going to see a spin jump. But 6,600 RPMs is not absurd for missing so low on something like this. More than that, the ball speed stayed good, man. And more interesting to me still is, like I mentioned, we're testing these with a standard iron shaft that's not counterweighted. So you're really seeing what the head design can do kind of outside the parameters of the manufacturer's original design, if you will.
I think the big teller always for me is the ball speed, that retention. We've seen through range days that my efficiency can stay relatively high for whatever reason it may be. I think ball speed always ends up being the biggest story. And to have one like this, and I'm pretty sure we saw in the video me joking around a little bit about it, I didn't exactly have the most inspiring swings, but to have that kind of ball speed and have the confidence to say, you know, that ball's still going to get somewhere. It might not get the place I want it to, but it'll get somewhere hitting it that low in the face. I mean, that's something that golfers everywhere are looking for.
Yeah, I mean, you want the ball in play. And for this iron, with the design and the shape and the profile, that's the goal. So when you miss like that, it's fun to see exactly what it does or doesn't do.
So there's a mark on the screen, James, way out on the toe. And I think everyone wants to know what's going on there. So let's switch to that slide right now. This is one reminder, is that these images aren't custom made to the product. And you must keep in mind that Zexio 11 actually does have a relatively large heel to toe profile. So this might be more within the confines of the grooves that the image is actually representing. But James, 25 millimeters out to the toe, I mean, we're talking way out there.
Yeah. And I think this is the one that people, when they look at you hitting this, what they want to talk about. But yeah, if you go to the profile of it, it would have been still on the grooves, but we're talking the dead end of the grooves. And usually when you catch one out there, what happens to the ball flight? You see it turn over more. You see the more right to left. With the tungsten weighting that's out on this, though, I think that played a big role with all the mass that's been moved on keeping it in. And look at your efficiency at 1.4 and 134 ball speed out on the toe. There's a story, man.
So this was, I believe, almost 10 millimeters difference in distance from the center of the head. Obviously, it's laterally instead of vertically. But to maintain that kind of ball speed to be way out there, I mean, again, it complements the design component of this face that Zexio's created and allows me to have a little freedom. And I'm personally, James, I'm not used to it. This is not the kind of experience I expect out on the toe of my head. So when I look at this And I think golfers look at this and they say, you know, I hit there too. It's time to, I mean, it made us change our whole construction of how we talk about this head. We went out there and said, where's your good shot? Well, this on numbers is a good shot until you get to the head and suddenly it's way out there on the toe. We have to reconstruct this. And I think that's a real testament to Zexio's design.
Oh, for sure. I mean, if we present these numbers and we give everybody the data on this shot without telling where you hit it on the face, I don't think anybody would guess where you hit it on the face.
Mm-hmm. That's so, right. Yeah. I think it's worth taking a look at one that was in the center of the head, a little bit low. So we're getting about 5,300 RPMs a spin, but we're in that 135 mile an hour range with I believe this is a 6-iron, which is wonderful. Up at that 1.40 efficiency, which is outstanding for me. And this was a pretty straight shot. And this is that one we kind of highlighted and said, this is the one, James.
Yeah. I mean, 18.8 launch out of a 26 degree, 6-iron is pretty salty, no matter how you slice it. The 5,300 RPM, just below 5,300 RPM, though, is the big teller for me. There's a lot of consistency that was across this face from the one we just looked at and talked about on the toe to this, to see the same realm of spin. You're seeing design at work.
Yeah, I don't know that we can say much more about the head other than we can look at the overall numbers. I know people are listening, not just necessarily watching. So we'll wrap it up by saying that the ball speed averages were right around 132 mile an hour. Wonderful launch angle at 19.2 on average with a peak height of well over 40 yards, which is significant, James. Average carry of 196, which right in my range and of expectations with a 6-iron. And I think just looking at these numbers, I mean, the product hits on everything it needs to. It launches the ball high. It has exceptionally viable forgiveness across the face, as we've seen. And it's not promoting a crazy amount of spin, which I think solves three big problems of amateur golfers.
No, it absolutely does. Because, I mean, this is the hard thing to balance for this segment that the Zexio 11 is kind of aimed at. You typically do see golfers that are going to generate more spin based on what kind of swing they have. But you also, when you create an undercut design like this, you don't want the spin to drop off too much. You've got to find the balance of playability. And it's kind of here. I mean, honestly, overall averages, what we saw out of this is as good as a lot of things that we hit whenever we were in Chicago.
That's right. I think it's probably worth moving into Zexio X, James. And we see some of the similar design elements that we've incorporated from the Zexio 11. But as was discussed previously, this is a head that allows golfers to say, you know, I'm still in that player style profile, I think, and doesn't promote such a mental thing that says I'm really in game improvement at this point. How do you feel about that?
I think that these are like Zexio irons and Srixon irons kind of had a baby, and I did not expect to see these the way that if you remember, whenever I picked them up, they were the first ones I picked up off the shelf, and I really didn't put them down a whole lot while we were there.
I'm surprised you stopped talking about them when we left Chicago, James, and I certainly expected them to be in the bag within weeks. I mean, they do have a little bit of that 585 feel to them, the visualization. We got some good technology built in. It doesn't seem to be as significant as the Zexio 11, but there still seems to be quite a bit going on.
Well, yeah, and I think, I mean, when you look at the 11, it's got the weight plus here with the X, the same thing the 11 does. So they're counterbalanced, which that's a Zexio thing, again, but it's a belief in what moving that balance point up towards the hands does for a lot of golfers that we're aiming this thing at. The X is a little pricier than what we saw with the 11. You're talking $1,574 set, 4 through sand wedge. But the design wise, the big story to me in this whole lightweight performance thing was the speed groove. So the inside of the face actually has an internal speed groove around it. It's similar to what we've seen, kind of a channel, speed channel on the irons, and it's going to allow more flex at impact, which means more ball speed, across the face, not just in center mass of it all. Add into it something they don't mention on here, but I feel like you have to mention whenever you're talking about this. It has the V-sole. I mean, the X irons have the V-sole implemented into them. It's actually kind of a player's distance iron. It's a head and frame are forged. I mean, it's a three-piece iron design overall. It has all the tech out there that you see in the, you know, I mean, it is the highest end of the highest end irons.
And, you know, that price point is a little bit large, but there's a lot of irons that come with that set. I think it's a very reasonable price, especially when you consider a brand like Zexio and the strength they have. But I also like that you added in this V-Sole. It's a big deal. And while we weren't able to test on it using the mats at Club Champion, I think anyone who incorporates V-Sole is going to instantly see a benefit to their miss hits, especially those who hit it fat. But James, I think we have to move in and see what difference we had with these. I got a little ahead of myself here, James. I'm getting excited. Let's go to the bay and watch me hit them first, and then we'll come back and talk about the data.
Moving on to Zexio X, or for those who are unfamiliar, XXIOX. Well, there's your heel to start, James.
Yes, sir.
Let's get away from that. And there's your low, James.
Your, yeah, there is the little, and you still ended up with 181 carry. That was my height of flight, by the way. Hmm. There he is. 5,000 right in that range on spin. 44 peak, 197 carry. .43, .199 carry.
I believe this might be the fastest iron from a ball speed perspective. And it's not that I'm grooved, James, because I'm getting tired overall based on the swings we put in yesterday and today.
So there's some interesting stuff going on with that head as well, design-wise. So.
Oh, a little helicopter. Great way to finish.
And once again, we're back looking at down the range. Now, James, I see a little bit more consistency on Zexio X here. Obviously shaping right. So for me, I'm going to get into that fitter. He's probably going to hit me upright, which is standard for me. Get a little upright, get that shape going. But there's a nice grouping right here.
Yeah, I mean, and so for those that can't see it, the grouping that we're talking about, it's definitely an improvement overall from what we saw with the 11 with you, which kind of isn't surprising. This profile is more in your sweet spot, because even though it's a Zexio iron, I mean, this is a player's distance cavity, we'll call it that, right? That's the new realm of irons that we're talking about all the time. When we talk about data and we're looking down range, I mean, the grouping peak height wise, really good across the board. Overall carry distances, we're talking about pushing 198 on some of these shots. Spin, not high. Given the profile change, we didn't see a massive jump. Like, I honestly thought we might. I thought we were going to live in the 6,000s with this one, with your swing whenever we were hitting it, and it just didn't happen.
Yeah, they're good numbers, and I think we'll just move straight into one of my bad shots. We do have two bad, two good for this. I think the biggest story on this head by comparison is probably the ball speed change. Mm-hmm. Now, efficiency isn't that 1.26. I'm way down on the bottom of the head, 16 millimeters below the equator of the actual head. So that's it's not great. But the spin is what's shocking about this one, James. The 5,200, almost 5,300 spin, but I'm like on the bottom groove.
Yeah, we didn't see the same jump that we saw with the 11 whenever we talked about the one low on that. And the only thing that I can come back to it with, the speed groove around the face, because it's such a different design, it has got to play a role in that. I was surprised not to see the jump. And yeah, the efficiency dropped, which the efficiency should drop whenever you hit down there on an iron of this profile.
So I think the next two are actually combined. This is my second, what we'll call bad shot. I would say more bad result on the head. And I want to take a close look at this because there's actually another ball mark right behind where this red location is. So for those listening in, we are 8 millimeters towards the heel and 11 millimeters down. Now that is a by definition the place where spin is created.
Yep.
And we're at 55-ish hundred RPMs of spin. Not bad. We're still in that 126 mile an hour ball speed range, which is down compared to what I would like to see that. A little bit of an open face, so I'm sure that plays a role in the efficiency and the ball speed there. But James, maybe I just let you comment. Maybe I switch slides here and just let you comment on the difference between this one and the next one, which kind of correlate.
So yeah, as we move to the next shot, you know, Dan described this one was kind of pancake behind the other one. We see the face come a little bit more square to target. And when we see the face come a little bit more square to target, we see the spin come down a little bit. But even then, for the section of the iron that you're hitting, as Dan referenced, you typically see a pretty decent jump. And in a lot of irons, you're talking 600-700 RPM. Here we're seeing a couple hundred RPM on the one with the open face to this. Here though, overall, the efficiency comes way up with the more square face. And now you hit that really, really filthy 134 ball speed.
So we're up, 134 off of 126. And we're also up nearly a point or a 0.1 in the efficiency, which is a significant number overall. And I really like what I saw here. I like that I can live with a little tiny fade on the inside of the head. It's not something I normally do. But one thing I'm going to start talking about as we move into the final good shot, which I would argue is probably my best shot with this club, is the continuous thing I'm noticing is this club head speed. So I believe I hit these after I hit Zexio 11. And this was like later on in our session. So I'd had quite a few swings. I was very warm, if not kind of tapering off. But my club head speed is maybe the fastest we've seen so far in range days at 99 mile an hour with a 6-iron, just blasting these balls.
Yeah, I think this one, for those listening, I mean, the 99 mile an hour club head speed equated to 135 mile an hour ball speed on this one. And we're talking center mass. I mean, two heel sides, 6 millimeters low. This is a struck golf shot. And to me, I don't know. They surprised me given they are classified in the Zexio lineup. I think if these had been branded Strixon and put out there and we test them, we hit them, we go, oh yeah, look at that. They play like you'd expect a Strixon iron too. To see this out of one of the Zexio sets, that's what surprised me more than anything whenever you hit these.
And this is a lively ball off the face. I love the data maybe more than I enjoyed hitting them, which was quite a bit. So let's take a look at the overall data. And we are down, I think, a little bit between the two. We'll get to that. 130.4 average miles per hour on the ball speed, just under 19 degrees of launch. I think the big story here is we're still in that 39 yards of peak height, which is pretty outstanding. And we have that nice descent angle. So even at 5,200, 5,300 with a 6-iron for spin, coming down at 49 degrees is going to promote a ton of stopping power.
Yeah. And this is why I enjoy the way that we do range days and being able to look at the average overall of it, because in this set, you do have that, you've got that one shot that's off, right? It's 27 yards peak height. So it skews everything, but your averages are still in the realm that for you, we want to see them at. I mean, when you come out to a 192 average where your misses were still hitting 181 and 182, that's playable. That's what you want to see in a design like this. I know I say that a lot, but it's the truth of the matter.
So maybe the bigger story as we compare the two heads together on the same page is that Zexio 11 is designed for that consistent number across the head. It's designed for golfers who are looking for potential improvements, even though they're not at the point in their game where they're hitting it square all the time. It also promotes nice launch, nice without a ton of spin. It promotes a lot of those things you really need to find in a golf club. Whereas that X is that nice bridge between that player iron that you might have had that you bought, I don't know, in the early 2000s that is ready to go to play it again or wherever it needs to go. And you just want to try something new and fun. it's that nice bridging iron where you are going to be punished a little bit for your bad shots, but they're really not bad overall. And you're still benefiting from some of these design elements that allow the promotion of better flight, more reasonable spin control, and strong ball speed across the face.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Zexio 11 player is the one whose club face is going to vary the most, right? So you want that ultimate consistency out of everything. And if we talk about it, and for those of you who are seeing it can see it, for those who can't, our spin averages on the Zexio 11 came out to 5282, and with the X, we're talking 5273. But that doesn't tell the entire story, because a couple of those extremes on the 11, I mean, I would say if we took triple the grouping for you, you're probably going to see the Zexio 11 come in, what, 300 RPM lower on average than the X?
That's probably fair, yeah.
I think that's probably going to be where things would balance out, and it makes sense because the 11 is the one where you want to hit it all over the face. You don't want to, but you're going to. And with the X, that's when you start to talk about people who maybe still want to work the ball that came from those players' irons, that want the look at address, because I can't overstate the look at address enough. I mean, those irons, if you don't let somebody see the back of them, see their Zexio, they're going to fool a lot of people.
Well, this has been a fascinating episode, James. I'm shocked at how enjoyable it was to go through these Zexio irons. I do have my preference when it comes to Cleveland Strixon Zexio. It's not Zexio. That's a personal thing, but I've really enjoyed diving deep into this product and learning the benefits for golfers out there. Now, what is interesting to me and what I'm curious about is, have you played Zexio? Those who are watching, have you experienced it? And what have your experiences been watching this video? Does it change your mentality? Please like the video, comment on the video. Feel free to subscribe, because we are going to be doing range days for a number of irons moving through the season. We have a ton of other great content that we provide here. Additionally, if you want to talk Zexio irons, specifically if you want to talk to J-Man just down there below me about Zexio irons, I guarantee you he'll be on the THP forum. The community that is thriving, discussing golf on a daily basis. Please come and join us. James, any final thoughts for Zexio irons for 2020?
No, I mean, I think the ideas of Zexio and what they are true. But at the same time, I think you're seeing them create this broader image of themselves, and it makes it worth a hit. I mean, go give them a swing. What's the worst that's going to happen? You fall in love with an iron?
Three great companies joined together doing slightly different things. I hope you enjoyed the video. Please take the time once again to like, comment, and subscribe, and we will see you for the next range days.
THP Radio on the Hackers Paradise Podcast Network, your number one source for all things golf. Subscribe on iTunes to never miss an episode.